Welcome to this Peer-to Bible study from the East End Church of Christ. We want to invite you to our services. We have Bible study on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, have classes for all ages, worship at 10 o'clock, and then again Sunday evening at 6. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 on Wednesdays, and you would be our honored guest. Again, we have Bible classes for all age groups. I want to make you aware of our internet presence, pioneerpreachers.com. There you can hear the gospel preached by audio 24 hours a day, pioneerpreachers.com. Also, if you'd like to hear specific Bible lessons, you can look at wsoj.net and type in a keyword, a certain subject, and find a lesson and listen to it that way. Also, here locally in the McMinnville-Warren County area, 102.5 on the FM dial, you can hear the gospel preached there all the way around the clock. We have a Bible column in the local paper, the Southern Standard, every Sunday, so be sure you look for that. And then one other item, the Bible Call program, where you use your touch-tone phone, 473-2255. There you can key in a certain number corresponding to a lesson. You can find the listing of all of those lessons in the yellow pages of your phone book. Just look under Churches, and you'll find two pages full of Bible topic subjects with a number beside each one. Just key in the number, and you can listen to about a 4, 5, 6 minute lesson on that Bible topic. My name is Garland Robinson. In 1 Samuel 15, we learn of King Saul disobeying God, and thereby being rejected of God as being king over Israel, and then even went so far as to try his best to kill David, the man who would succeed him to the throne. But one night David, being guided by the Lord, slipped into Saul's camp, and instead of killing him, took Saul's spear to prove to him that he meant him no harm. Well, confronted by that fact, the very next morning Saul said, "I have sinned." And now notice this, he said, "I have played the fool." 1 Samuel 26 and verse 21. Saul was very foolish on so many occasions, and that's one of the reasons God rejected him as being king. But he had one redeeming quality. He knew and admitted his foolishness. How many people today fail to recognize their own foolish course, and they keep on running headlong into doing foolish things? It would be far better off for people to realize and say, "I have played the fool." Let's notice some examples here of people who play the fool. For one, atheists play the fool. They are fools when they reject God's word. You know, it's beyond me how anybody can think that the universe just happened. The order and the system that's evident of all the fields of science all around us, oh, how they cry out for a designer. It doesn't matter whether it's the smallest atom or the entire solar system, design is evident in the universe. We read in Romans 1 and verse 20, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork," Psalm 19 verse 1. And again we read in Psalm 14, 1, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Surely only a fool would argue there is no God. Throughout the whole history of man, the truth of Jeremiah 10:23 is evident. The way of man is not in himself to direct his own steps. But man tries, and he often devises his own way. But it's not the way approved of God. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." God offers the way, but man often rejects it. The Scripture tells us that all those things that God has given is for our profit, that we might be right, that we might be accepted in His sight. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. The man's a fool that says there is no God. It's also foolish for an individual to be disobedient. Oh, how they act a fool. When King Saul disobeyed God, he was told to obey is better than all the sacrifices that he might be able to offer. To listen and pay attention to God was far better than all the fat of those animals that would burn, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. God's always demanded obedience to his word. Even Jesus said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke 6:46. God tells us in 1 Peter 1:22, "Ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth." That thought is echoed throughout the Scriptures, and we find where it's mentioned by James in James 1 in verse 21 and 22. "Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Truly one who hears without doing is deceiving himself. That is, he is foolish. The only way we can show love and respect for God is by doing what God tells us to do. As Jesus said in John 14:15, "If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments." And in 1 John 5:3, "This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." And his commandments are not grievous. That is, they're not burdensome. They're not so difficult and hard that we cannot do them. When anyone tries to claim the blessings of God before doing what he tells them, then they're truly saying, "I have played the fool." The selfish, people that are self-centered, look only to themselves. Oh, what a foolish course they're following. When John's disciples came asking Jesus if he were the Christ, Jesus replied, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." The Lord's life was a life of service to his fellow man. He told the apostles in Matthew 20, verse 28, "The Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." The word minister here means to serve. "And he came to give his life a ransom for many." We think also of John 13 and verse 15, where Jesus said, "I have given you an example that ye should do even as I have done unto you." There's when he had turned to wash the disciples' feet, an act of humble service toward another. In the example of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, the story was that the neighbor was an individual who had needs, and one who did not look to themselves, but looked to help the other person. So foolish indeed is that person that looks only to themselves, is selfish in themselves. In Galatians chapter 6, we read in verse 10, that we are to help others. As we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. And if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. But the idea is that we're not looking just to ourselves, but we're seeking to help and look toward others as well. It's so easy to get wrapped up in things of this world, to get wrapped up in ourselves and our own lives, our own problems, that we neglect the cries for help that sound out from those all around us. We need to learn the lesson we read about in Romans 14, verse 7, that none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. We are our brother's keeper, and our lives have to show it. In view of the judgment and eternity, any other way is foolish indeed. You know, another grave, foolish mistake that often people make is to trust in material things. Oh, how foolish that is. You know, I'm afraid we still haven't learned the truth of what Jesus taught in Luke chapter 12. Here Jesus talks about a man that was a farmer. He had a bumper crop. He didn't know what to do with all that he had raised. "I know what I'll do," he says. "I'll tear down my barns and build bigger barns." But yet the Lord said, "This night thy soul shall be required of thee." He called this man a fool. A man's life, he says, does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. So Jesus told this story and says, "Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who shall these things be?" He told about that rich man, what a terrible, terrible plight that was. He neglected God. The result was he perished. The Lord made clear in that application to all of us, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We work and we struggle and we save and we hoard up a little, but then it's gone, and so are we. Really, what we have is not ours. It belongs to God. And if we do hoard things up, what have we accomplished? We need to learn to trust in, to seek the Lord, those things that are spiritual. Matthew 6:19 says, to lay up treasures in heaven, for there we shall be rich toward God. Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He talked about the fact that we faint not, for though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is renewed day by day. And we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Only fools trust in those things that perish. Only a fool would trust in material things and things of himself. But then also another very foolish mistake that people make is to blame others for their own faults, for their own sins. It started way back in the Garden of Eden with Adam. Adam and Eve both sought to pass the buck, place the blame on someone else. Adam said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me. And then the woman said, it was the serpent that beguiled me. Man has been passing the buck ever since. Aaron excused himself for making that golden calf and said, well, the people were the ones that wanted it. They were the ones that made me do that. The only wise course is to accept responsibility for what we do and what we are. Jesus has said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. Well, that doesn't mean he'll do for us what he tells us to do for ourselves. And one day each of us will stand before the judgment bar, so then each one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Romans 14:12. If we fail that test, we can't blame God. We won't be able to blame Christ. We can't turn to our fellow man and say it's his fault. It is our own fault. We can't blame others. How foolish to blame somebody else for what we have done ourselves. We need to learn that lesson and learn it well, to accept responsibility for our own deeds. We need to recognize how foolish it is not to do what God has commanded us to do. King Saul played the fool. We don't want to be like him, but rather we want to seek the kingdom first. Do God's will, as we read in Matthew 6:33. Knowing that each of us will have to one day answer to God for what we've done in this life, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, that which he hath done, whether it is good or bad. And to follow any other course than the good way, the way of accepting responsibility, the way of not being disobedient, the way of not being selfish, not trusting in material things, but accepting responsibility in our own lives to do God's will. Not playing the fool, but being as God would have us to be. That begins by obeying the gospel. Every person has sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And to have forgiveness of that sin, there must be a turning to faith in the Lord. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repenting of sin, confessing faith in Him, and then being baptized for the forgiveness of sins. That's the only way we can be right before God. My name is Garland Robinson.